Before you go and get vaccinated, there are some things you need to know. It is advisable that you know these things before you go, because if you go and get vaccinated, you cannot unvaccinate yourself. Whatever they put in your body is there forever. Firstly, you are being vaccinated. You're asked to be vaccinated against a disease that has a 99.70 to 99.60% recovery rate. It's over 99% of all persons who get coronavirus, or COVID-19 as it's called, that recover. 80% of those are asymptomatic, meaning 80% of all persons who catch the so-called coronavirus have no symptoms. Okay? Secondly, it has been called a vaccine. It is not a vaccine. It is called a gene therapy. You can go to the manufacturer's websites to find out. A gene therapy is not a vaccine. It does not work in the same way that the old vaccine get work. How it works, you see? Instead of them engineering something that can work with your immune system, it bypasses the way how your immune system works by making your cells into the factory that produces the spike protein of the very virus itself. So it's hacking your cells, telling your cells to make protein it could never make. Right? That's what it's doing to your body. What does this mean? It has never been used on humans before. It has never been used on humans before in the history of the world. Only probably some cancer patients and some experimental things they have done in the past regarding this technology. The question of infertility is an open question regarding this so-called vaccine, which is a gene therapy. They are going to tell you there is no evidence that can result in infertility, but listen, no evidence simply means they have not looked into it. It's just legalese, just a way to get around the fact that there is no information regarding it. Please take the time, go to thelastamericanvagabond.com or the Corbett Report, Corbett, Corbett, report.com to get some more information. You have nothing to get if you put this synthetic mRNA technology into your body and something goes wrong with you. The government has drafted legislation to make sure that you cannot sue the vaccine companies for anything. So if you come out and you can't walk, or your body just flailing all over the place, if you get Bell's palsy, if anything happens to your gut, your brain, if you drop dead, it doesn't matter. There's nothing for you to get from the vaccine companies. There's nothing for your family to get. Please stop calling people conspiracy theorists in order to escape the information. Educate yourself. Be in the know. Please, my people, you cannot unvaccinate yourself when you get this thing, you know. Please let me explain how the traditional vaccine work as opposed to this so-called new one. In the old vaccine that we all got, in it were adjuvants and an inactive form of whatever they want to vaccinate you against. So let's say it's measles. There's an inactive part of the measles in the vaccine, the old vaccines, and there is an adjuvant. The adjuvant basically aggravates your immune system, sets it on fire basically, so that it can recognize the inactive particle of the measles, for example. Your immune system recognizes this foreign thing in it because it's inflamed, right? You basically trouble the immune system, right? Immune system look around and say, "What trouble me?" And see this thing, this inactive form of a virus or a bacteria, whatever it is. Attack it, destroy it. So it basically now can read the code. It knows how this virus operates, so the measles, for example. So when the actual measles come along, it can fight it because it has already seen something like this before. That is how your traditional vaccine work, all of them, for the most part. This new thing they're calling a vaccine, it's not a vaccine, it's a gene therapy. Look up what a gene therapy is. This is how this works, right? They're duping you by calling it a vaccine. It's not a vaccine of a legal definition, okay? It works by basically putting synthetic RNA, ribose nucleic acid, genetic instructions, technically, it's instructions, goes into your cell. Your cells, the nucleus of a cell, basically give it the rubber stamp and say, yeah, man, send it back to the cytoplasm, which is outside of your cell, and say, listen, make this protein. So it's instruction for your cell to make something that the cell does not make naturally. And what does your cell make? By the instruction of this mRNA thing they put in you, it makes the spike protein of the very coronavirus. What they're doing is hacking your biology. It's not like the old vaccine that complements your immune system, the way how it works. No, it usurps the very way your cells work in order to make yourself produce something that it would never produce. The vaccine does not, the gene therapy, the experimental gene therapy, does not prevent you from contracting or transmitting, sorry, COVID-19. What's the point of it then? Please, people, don't call people conspiracy theorists. Look for yourself. I beg of you. The FDA has not, the FDA in America has not approved this gene therapy they're calling a vaccine. Nowhere has approved it for use by the public. The only way it is being used now is because of emergency powers, because the WHO has declared a pandemic, which has triggered the pandemic rules or laws in each country that sign on to the WHO. So it's through emergency powers they're using this thing. And it's an experimental gene therapy. Who is being experimented on? You. You are the experiment. There have been cases in the past where ferrets, little mammals, were tested on with similar type of technology, and it resulted in something called pathogenic priming. Please look it up. Or antibody enhancement syndrome, where the body gives a response to this particular virus. But what it does is that when the actual virus come, the wild virus come, your body have no defenses. In the animals they have tested in the past regarding this technology, let's just say those animals are not doing well right now. Read between the lines. The government has gone as far as to pay people, give people $10,000, low-income people and older people. They want to give money to come and take a so-called vaccine. Question: when you go to the doctor, are you pay the doctor or the doctor pay you? Imagine if you go to a doctor and every medication him prescribe you, him give you money if you take it. Would you take it? Please educate yourself, my people. Please. Many of you have been, the information has been hidden from you. You think that they are not hiding information. You don't know, because many of you are watching CNN and BBC and TVG every day of your life, and you don't look anywhere else. Please. My conscience cannot allow me to stay silent and watch as the people go without information, right? To take what is irreversible into their systems. To the Jamaican people, please know what you're getting yourself into. There are other things I could talk about, but this will have to suffice. I don't want the voice message to be too long. You are being experimented upon with an experimental gene therapy. Please, when you go, if you decide to go and take this thing, or even before you go, ask the person if this is experimental or not. Anyway, Please educate yourself and spread this to as much persons as you can, especially the teachers and the nurses and doctors and the firemen and the soldiers and so on, who they are basically forcing to take this vaccine. Remember, 99.7% of all persons, depending on your age, who catch the alleged COVID-19 recover from it. And 80% have absolutely no symptoms. It is said that you're not supposed to be given this gene therapy, being called a vaccine. If you test positive for COVID-19 already, you should wait at least 3 months, them say. Question, are they testing everybody before they're giving them a vaccine or the so-called gene therapy? Are they testing No, they're just giving it to you. How do they know who have the so-called COVID-19 when they're putting it into your body? People, wake up. People, arm yourself with information. This is information warfare. Please, please, please share this with everybody you know. I cannot stand silent and watch people go down in a hole and not warn them. So please, thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.